Ever get that feeling like when you're staring at a screen full of choices and you just wish someone would cut through the noise, tell you what you really need?
Oh, absolutely. Choosing an e-commerce platform can definitely feel like that.
Yeah, it's not like the old days, is it? Where, a simple online shop was pretty much it.
Right. Now it's about building something substantial, something that really fits what you're trying to do.
And well, for a lot of people thinking about building that digital store, especially if you're thinking bigger, about scaling up or, doing more complex stuff.
Then two names just keep popping up, Magento
Exactly.
and Shopify.
And it's a big decision, right? It kind of feels like choosing the right engine for a car you're building, maybe.
That's a good way to put it. Are you building like a high performance race car or something more reliable and easy to drive every day?
Yeah. So we've really dug into the details, looked at the pros and cons of features of both Magento and Shopify.
The goal is to give you a clear picture, help you figure out which one might be the right foundation for your online business.
Okay, so think of Magento first. It's like the super powerful, highly customizable option, the one that gives you, well, almost unlimited control.
It's open source, part of Adobe now, and yeah, it's really built for businesses with maybe more complex needs, bigger inventories.
Or even those B2B business-to-business setups.
Exactly. And then you've got Shopify, which is all about being user-friendly, getting you up and running fast.
Right, the all-in-one solution handles a lot of the tech stuff for you, doesn't it?
It does. Plus, it has that huge app store for adding extra features. It's built to be accessible, so you can focus more on your products, your customers.
Okay, so our mission here really is just to cut through the jargon, give you a straightforward guide to help you make an informed choice. Sound good?
Sounds great. Let's dive in. Maybe start with Magento, get a feel for what it's really about.
Perfect. So Magento, it arrived back in what, 2008?
That's right, 2008. And then later acquired by Adobe, it quickly built this reputation as the go-to platform if you needed serious customization and a high performance.
And that open source thing is key, isn't it? The whole keys to the factory idea.
Absolutely. It means you or your developers have deep control over basically every single aspect of the store. It's incredibly flexible.
Okay, so who is that really for? Who's the typical Magento user, would you say?
Well, generally, it's businesses that are juggling, pretty large product catalogs. We're talking maybe tens of thousands of items, sometimes with lots of variations.
Okay.
And also companies with big growth plans, maybe looking at international markets or those with more complicated business models.
Like selling to consumers and other businesses
Yeah,
with different pricing and stuff.
exactly that. B2B features are a real strength. It's powerful, no doubt. But like we saw, it's a bit like a finely tuned sports car.
Needs an expert driver.
Yeah, you need some expertise to really get the most out of it and keep it running smoothly. Technical know-how is pretty important.
Right. Makes sense. So probably not the first pick for someone just like dipping their toes in the water.
Probably not, no.
Okay, let's switch gears then. Shopify. What's their story?
Shopify started a bit earlier, actually, 2006, up in Canada, and their whole philosophy from the start was about making e-commerce easy for everyone.
The whole no tech degree required vibe.
Precisely. And I mean, look at their success, over a million businesses using it now. That really shows how much demand there is for that kind of simplicity.
Wow, a million. That's huge. So what's the magic? What makes it so popular?
It's that bundled approach, really. They handle the hosting, security updates, often even the payment processing side of things.
So it's designed to be super user-friendly straight out of the box.
Yeah, very much so, which is obviously a massive plus for startups, creative entrepreneurs, anyone who'd rather focus on the product and the marketing, not the back-end tech.
So if Magento gives you the factory keys, Shopify is more like leasing a fully equipped workshop. Ready to go.
That's a perfect analogy, yeah. And if you need extra tools later,
The App Store.
exactly. Their app store is vast. You can often find an app for specific functions, loyalty programs, email marketing, advanced reporting without needing custom coding.
Okay, but there are trade-offs, I guess.
Well, yeah, those app subscriptions can add up over time. And if you have really, truly unique requirements, something very specific,
Magento's flexibility might be better.
potentially, yes. Magento's underlying structure offers more raw power for completely bespoke solutions. But for getting started quickly and managing things easily day to day, Shopify is incredibly strong.
Okay, good overview of both. Let's get into the nitty-gritty now, comparing them feature by feature. This is where you see the real practical differences, right?
Definitely. Let's start with maybe the most obvious one, ease of use.
Okay.
Magento, it definitely has a steeper learning curve. The admin panel can feel pretty complex, especially at first. You generally need some technical comfort to find your way around effectively.
Right. Whereas Shopify is almost famous for being intuitive, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
The information suggests that even complete beginners can often get a basic store online pretty quickly. The dashboard is usually seen as quite straightforward.
That sounds like a huge win if you don't have a tech team. Or you are the tech team plus everything else.
It's a major advantage for many, absolutely. Now, flip side, customization and flexibility.
This is where Magento shines, right?
This is Magento's home turf, yeah.
Yeah.
Being open source means, well, the sky's the limit, practically. You control the look, the feel, the features, the checkout flow, everything.
You can build something completely unique, tailored exactly to how you want to sell.
Precisely. And that deep control isn't just about looks. It lets you tweak the whole customer journey for, say, specific sales funnels or business processes. That can be huge for conversions if you do things a bit differently.
Okay. And Shopify, how flexible is it?
Shopify offers a good amount of customization, definitely. You've got themes you can modify, and again, that app store adds a lot of functionality. You can build a great-looking functional store.
But you're working within their system.
Exactly. You don't have that fundamental open-source freedom to change the core platform itself. You work within the Shopify framework.
Gotcha. What about SEO and marketing tools?
Magento tends to offer very granular control. You can really fine-tune things like URL structures, meta tags, redirects. If you're deep into SEO, that level of control can be appealing.
Okay. And Shopify.
Shopify also has solid built-in SEO features, and they're generally designed to be user-friendly. It handles some of the technical SEO bits automatically, which is helpful if you're not an expert.
Makes sense. Let's talk money payment gateways and fees.
Right. With Magento, the platform itself doesn't charge you extra transaction fees on top of what your payment processor charges.
Regardless of who you use.
Correct. And it integrates with a huge number of payment gateways globally.
Shopify also works with lots of gateways, including the big Australian ones like Afterpay and ZipPay, which is important locally.
Definitely. But the key difference is if you choose not to use their own Shopify payments gateway and use an external one instead.
They charge an extra fee.
Yeah, they add their own transaction fee on top. So that's a cost factor you really need to weigh up.
Okay, that's a big one. What about scalability, handling growth?
This is another area where Magento is generally seen as having an edge, particularly for very large-scale operations. It's architected to handle, you know, massive product catalogs, hundreds of thousands of items even.
And a lot of traffic.
And high volumes of simultaneous visitors. Yeah, it's built for heavy loads.
Where does Shopify is more suited for?
Small to medium-sized businesses, typically. It works great for them. But the sources suggest it might start to face challenges with extreme... Exactly. There's a lot of shared knowledge out there. Shopify, on the other hand, offers really strong official customer support and great documentation.
Which is good if you're trying to DIY or have less technical resources.
Absolutely. And their Shopify Experts Network, providers who can help with design and development, is also growing steadily.
Okay, let's talk setup costs. Getting started.
This can vary wildly. Magento open source, the free version, well, it's free to download. But
there's always a but.
Well, if you opt for Adobe Commerce, their enterprise version, the licensing fees can be quite significant. Tens of thousands of dollars a year, potentially.
Oof. And Shopify.
Shopify doesn't have those big upfront license fees for its standard plans. That makes the initial barrier to entry potentially lower.
What about hosting, where the site actually lives?
With Magento, you generally need to sort out your own hosting. That's a separate cost, and it depends on how much power and security you need.
Could be cheap. Could be expensive.
Exactly. Shopify, though, includes hosting in its monthly subscription plans.
Which simplifies things quite a bit. One less bill, one less thing to manage.
Definitely. Then there's the implementation cost, actually building the store.
Right.
A professional Magento build, especially with customization, can easily run into several thousand dollars, sometimes tens of thousands or more, depending on complexity.
And Shopify, you could try setting it up yourself.
You could definitely set up a basic Shopify store yourself with minimal cost. Or hire a professional, which generally tends to cost less than a comparable Magento project because the platform itself handles more.
Okay. Monthly subscriptions.
Magento open source has no monthly platform fee. Adobe Commerce, again, has those recurring license costs.
And Shopify has its tiered monthly plans, right? different levels.
Yeah, ranging from basic plans for startups to more advanced ones, and then Shopify Plus for the really big players, which has its own pricing.
What about keeping things running? Maintenance?
With Magento, because you're often dealing with self-hosting and maybe custom code, maintenance, updates, security patches, it can sometimes be more involved and potentially more costly over time.
You might need ongoing developer help.
Often, yes. With Shopify, a lot of the platform maintenance, the updates, the security is handled as part of your subscription. So ongoing costs tend to be lower and more predictable.
Okay. Any other hidden costs we should mention?
Well, hidden might be strong, but things to factor in. For Magento, it could be the cost of buying third-party extensions or paying for custom development work.
And for Shopify?
It's often those monthly subscriptions for apps from the App Store they can add up. And, as we mentioned, those potential extra transaction fees if you use an external payment gateway.
Wow, okay, that's a really thorough comparison. So let's try and boil it down. How does someone listening decide? When should you really lean towards Magento?
Okay, so consider Magento seriously, if. Well, if your business has really unique, specific needs, if you need to customize almost everything about your store's functionality or design.
If off the shelf doesn't cut it.
Exactly. Also, if you expect to manage a very large, complex product catalog, think thousands and thousands of items with lots of attributes, Magento is built for that scale.
What else?
If you have ambitious plans for international growth with multiple storefronts, languages, currencies, or if you have complicated B2B requirements.
Like customer-specific pricing or catalogs?
Yes, things like that. Magento's flexibility really shines in those complex scenarios.
Okay. And conversely, when is Shopify likely the smarter choice?
Well, consider Shopify if your main goal is getting your store online quickly without needing a huge upfront investment or a dedicated tech expert on hand.
Speed and simplicity.
Right. If your needs are more aligned with standard e-commerce features, selling products, managing orders, basic marketing, and you have a small to medium-sized catalog, Shopify is often a fantastic fit.
And if you like the idea of easily managing things day to day.
Definitely. If ease of use is a top priority and you're happy working within Shopify's system and using apps for extra features, it's often the way to go.
We saw loads of examples of Australian businesses doing great on Shopify, didn't we? Especially in certain areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Fashion boutiques, craft businesses, niche retailers selling unique products. Lots of them thrive on Shopify because it lets them focus on their brand and their customers, not the tech.
Let's make it real. Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples like big Aussie names using Magento?
Sure. Think about the big retailers like Harvey Norman or The Good Guys. Massive product ranges, lots of specifications, complex systems. They often rely on Magento's power.
Okay.
Jewelers like Beville's, even Bunnings Warehouse for parts of their online presence, managing huge inventories. Freedom Furniture, too, with all their homewares. These are businesses needing a really robust, scalable platform.
Right. You can see why they'd need that heavy-duty option. And on the Shopify side, any familiar Aussie names?
Oh, tons. You've got fashion brands like Who's Pair Activewear, Trenery, the very distinct Black Milk clothing. T2T made the switch to Shopify.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, and think about brands that blew up online, like Frank Body Skincare started here. Huge success on Shopify. And great local examples like the ethical retailer Florin and Fauna or co-cleaning products.
They all built strong businesses without needing like an army of developers.
Exactly. Shopify let them focus on product, brand, and marketing. It really shows how each platform serves different needs and levels of complexity effectively.
Okay, so we're getting near the end. What's the final takeaway? The straight talk.
I think it really boils down to this. Magento is your choice for deep customization, handling complexity, and massive scale, but it demands more resources and expertise.
Right. Powerful, but needs commitment.
Exactly. And Shopify is your go-to for speed, ease of use, and getting a great store online quickly, especially for small to medium businesses with more standard needs. It's often more cost-effective to get started.
But it's crucial to remember, isn't it, that the platform is just a tool.
Absolutely critical. You could have the best platform in the world, but if your products aren't great, or your marketing misses the mark, or your customer service is lacking,
the platform won't save you.
Nope. Success comes from the whole package. The platform should support your business, not be the main focus itself. Choose the one that lets you excel at your products, marketing, and service.
Good advice. And if someone is still on the fence after all this?
Honestly, Talk to someone who knows both platforms. Find a local expert, maybe an agency or a consultant here in Australia that works with both Magento and Shopify.
Grab a coffee with them.
Yeah, exactly. Have a chat. Explain your business, your goals. Getting tailored advice based on your specific situation can be incredibly helpful. There are definitely teams out there who can guide you impartially.
Okay, great final tip. So as you, our listener, are thinking about this, maybe don't just focus on where your business is today.
Good point. Think long term.
Yeah. Where do you want it to be in 3 years, 5 years? Will the platform you choose today help you get there, or will it become a bottleneck later on?
That's the crucial strategic question.
What kind of online masterpiece are you trying to build? And which platform, Magento or Shopify, really feels like the right canvas for your particular vision? That's something to really mull over.